Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and has spent 35 years in the retail industry in sales, marketing, operations, and executive management. He was the president and CEO of Brick Warehouse Corporation for 13 years, and he's now the CEO of Art Van Furniture, the author of Pumptitude and Maximum Pumptitude. His name, Kim Yost. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Kim Yost, who since October of 2009 has been the CEO of Art Van Furniture. Kim, welcome. An honor to have you.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting legacy in terms of my life from the perspective that at 3 years old, my biological father made a decision to go to Europe to play hockey, and his intention was to return weeks or months later, and never did. And so at the age of 13, or rather 3 years old, I was left with my two sisters and my mother, and I was raised by my grandparents from the age of 3 till about 7 on my own. My two sisters and my mother went to Vancouver to find work for her from Red Deer, Alberta, which is where I was born. And spent a number of years with my grandparents, which was an experience in itself. They were from European descent and were very rigid and very formal and very disciplined. But if you ever have a chance to read my first book, I talk about my Nana. And the one thing that she gave to me, which is a gift even to today, was that if I truly believed in something and that I put enough of my heart and mind behind it, I could accomplish anything. And I can still hear her today, as early as when I was 3 till 7, saying those exact words, Kim, if you put your heart and mind behind something and you truly believe in it, you can accomplish anything. And that statement has true right through to today.
Kim Yost, anybody that meets you for 5 minutes says she didn't teach you that. She made you that. I mean, that's the essence of who you are.
Yes, well, it was a great first track in terms of my learning experience. And, you know, I pride myself on being a life learner. And I would argue that my grandparents were really terrific in building that foundation.
Kim, how was it you broke into the retail industry?
Well, Jack, in an interesting experience in the 70s, in my young teens, I came to realize that I really loved to make things. And I had this absolute passion for creating some of the most interesting product in my parents' garage. And my first business venture at the age of 13 years old was making blacklight posters. I designed them, cut the profile myself, mounted the screens, and I had an employee group of 5 friends. And in my parents' garage, we printed blacklight posters in the early 70s. And I just really enjoyed not only to design and manufacture, but where I found the most amazing hoot was selling them on the streets in Vancouver on Saturday and Sunday. Now, we sold them for $1 each, and we had 6 styles. And that's where I started my absolute passion for selling things. And then as the 70s unfolded and our university and schools just loved to get into a variety of other products, I made and expanded our line into hookah pipes and roach clips and, oh my Lord, a whole bunch of other products. And, you know, here's an interesting story. Before I even knew that customer profiling, be it demographics, household incomes, or educational graphics, I knew that my target customer were unemployed young people hanging around in the halls of our university and our college, and they were the target customer for me for my blacklight posters and my hookah pipes. And so, in short, I at the age of 13, I really started to grade a passion on selling. I just love sales and everything that's related to sales.
We didn't have no hookah pipes on the south side of Chicago. I don't know what they are, but I don't think we should go there any further, Mark. Okay, you worked for The Brick.
Yes.
One of Canada's largest volume retailers of furniture, mattresses, etc., for 13 years.
Yes.
And then you became president in 2000. What made The Brick so successful?
Well, it was started in Edmonton,
Alberta.
Don't
tell me the hookah pipes. Okay.
No, this is interesting. But there is a correlation, Jack. Bill Comrie, the founder of The Brick Warehouse, started with $800, much like Art Van, our chairman, started with not much more. They're contemporaries of each other. He, Bill Comrie, started with the selling of his car to invest in his furniture store, his first furniture store in the early 1970s. And the DNA that was built into The Brick from the very first store was the ability to sell and market and create tremendous excitement promotionally. And so when I joined The Brick, the alignment with myself was that it was all about creating excitement, a focus on big events, creating what we would call unquestionably scorecard-breaking results. We broke more company records in the first year that I joined The Brick. It was really quite an experience. But to be very specific, The Brick's DNA was all about creating the very best value in home furnishings, promoting every single day, every single week, on television, on radio, and the success was unbelievable.
How was it you joined Art Van Furniture in October of 2009?
Well, I talk about The Brick, and I talk about Mr. Van's relationship with Bill Comrie. They were friends for decades, and we belonged to a performance group. And I met with the Art Van organization. We would fly in from Edmonton, Alberta, to a variety of American cities, and I'd sit alongside of Art Van himself for a few days in these marketing summits. And I have to tell you, from the very first time that I met Mr. Van, I was really, how should we say it, enamored with his passion for retail, for marketing, for branding, for advertising, and right from there, we built a terrific relationship. He will tell you that he was interviewing me for 15 years prior to actually hiring, but I will tell you that it was the relationship with Bill Comrie and Art Van that have got me to meet our chairman, and then ultimately, when I made a decision to leave The Brick, Art phoned me, and within days, we were headed to Michigan, my wife and I.
We're talking to Kim Yost. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula, and we're with Kim Yost, the author of Pumptitude and Maximum Pumptitude. So, it's October of 2009. Kim, that's the height of America's economic tsunami. Nobody was buying furniture back then. And one of the first things you do as CEO of Art Van Furniture was to proclaim, quote, "We will not participate in the recession." There were several employees that thought, you know, here's this Canuck coming from Canada who took too many pucks to the head. Okay, what do you mean we're not going to participate in the recession? And how did you proclaim that?
Well, before I answer that, if you spoke to my dentist, because I had my teeth cleaned yesterday morning, he'll tell you I took a few too many pucks to the teeth as well. Let me share something that's very interesting about attitude and altitude. Much like many of the big ticket furniture retailers across North America, we were subjected to a crunch on credit. We were subjected to the downturn in housing and mortgage approvals, etc. And what we really wanted to accomplish when we hit our 50th anniversary, and I tell you, there's a very interesting thing when you get a license as the CEO and our president, Gary Van, and a number of our leadership team members, we got a license from our founder and shareholder and chairman, Art Van. He says, "The only thing that I want to remain the same about Art Van from this day on is the name on the building." He said, "Kim Yost, you and the rest of our leadership team, we are open for change. We are open to go into a different direction, a new direction, and let's move in that direction with a new attitude." And so when you're the CEO of a great organization like Art Van and you're given the license to go in a different direction, the first thing we did was we got to change the attitude. And it just so happened that one of the largest retail days was shortly on the horizon. And this was exciting. It's called Black Friday, and it is the Super Bowl of retail for us retailers. It's the one single day where the consumers come out and vote with their wallets whether you've got the best value and great service for that one day. And so as we approached Black Friday, it was very clear that if we were going to take our organization in a different direction, that was an opportunity to get our first win. And so we strategically planned to essentially park the recession in a dumpster, go in a different direction, and achieve our all-time history record. Now, we've been in business for 50 years. That's five decades. And there's a whole story about that Black Friday, November 2009, as the day unfolded, as the consumers came into our store, and as they were so terrific in supporting our organization, we built to an all-time company record. And in the second worst recession since 1930, we broke an all-time company record, Black Friday, November, and hit a milestone. So now we have believers. So this whole discussion about going in a new direction, developing sort of a revitalized and kind of innovated approach to 2009, the fall, and then into 2010, we then followed that up, Jack, with a second win. The day after Christmas, which in Canada is called Boxing Day. It's the Canadians' Black Friday. And guess what happened? With a new attitude and a new direction and spirit right from the stockroom to the boardroom, we broke another company record. Yes, we weren't a one-trick pony. We came back with another trick. And our terrific following from our guests allowed us to break another all-time company record the day after Christmas. We then followed that up with our third company record, which was New Year's Day. Now, by now, you've got 2,800 employees thinking that there's a movement. There's something going on. We have gone in a different direction, and our guests are coming with us. And that started a great 2010, followed up by a terrific 2011. And I'm pleased to say, on behalf of our chairman and the rest of our leadership team and all 2,800 employees, our great customers supported a third year. Last year, 2012, we had another terrific year, all with a backdrop of economic uncertainty, all with an economic backdrop of a tough economic environment in Michigan, Southeast Michigan, and you could say all across North America.
Your team of 2,800 people, since you've come, you've started Paul's TV, flooring, mattresses, patio furniture. Why? And have any of them been successful?
Great question. In 2010, we developed a program that I was able to bring to Art Van called our Game Books. And our first game book, which is essentially a modified business plan, it's a turbocharged, jump-started business plan called the Game Book. Gary Van, our president, gave its first theme called Clarity of Purpose. Jack, inside that game book in 2010, Clarity of Purpose, was stacked with some really cool and exciting new initiatives. And you know which one of them was? Go and get and attract some new business. So we brought Paul's TV from California, which ultimately represented $50 million worth of incremental sales. We sold over 50,000 flat panel TVs.
In the first year, in
2010. Yes, sir. We then approached with that success getting into the patio business. We launched Art's Backyard. Now, we were in outdoor, but in a very small way. We took a bold move. We bought a company called Jimmy Rustiques, and Jimmy Sika, the principal, came on our team, and we were able to accomplish terrific success by getting into the medium and upper branded patio business, hence Art's Backyard. And we have now since followed that with World of Floors. You mentioned the expansion of Pure Sleep, a great mattress concept that we developed several years ago. And then with the acquisition of Mattress World most recently, in short, what we're doing, here's the thing that we'd love the listeners to benefit from. If you want to have the success that we all enjoyed in the late 90s and the early 2000s, then you've got to walk and talk as if you expect it to be. And so the leadership team, Mr. Van, myself, and Gary Van, our president, and others, all we did was start acting walking and talking as if we were back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, and approached the world as if it could be, it would be, and anything was possible.
All right. Your track record speaks for yourself. You've also, now you have 8 stores in Indianapolis. You're going to Chicago. You want to have 6 stores very quickly. You want to grow that to 8 to 12 within the next 2 years. But this one, you are off your rocker. Oh, hold on, the last one. And that is, you're opening the largest store ever, the store of the future, in Toledo. Kim Yost. Not in Toledo. Ain't going to work.
Well, let me share something with you. Yes, there is that argument. You know, everything in life's a paradigm. So I would argue that we could probably sit here and talk ourselves going backwards as opposed to forwards, and we probably could give ourselves enough reasons not to essentially grow or expand. But I'll tell you what we are fortunate with is that if you haven't met Mr. Van, or if you haven't met any of our leadership team members, you could say that we love to grow, we love to innovate, we love to evolve, and this brand and this business has been growing for over 5 decades, and so we're on a path of continuous development, continuous growth. And what's exciting about Chicago is that you know that we have stores in Petoskey, Traverse City, and Onaway in the state of Michigan. Chicago is the same distance from our distribution center as those stores are. Toledo is 45 minutes from our million-square-foot DC at 14 Mile. And so we drew a radius of 250 miles, which is essentially going to be our universe for the next few years, and said, why not? Why can't we bring the great success of Art Van outside of the state of Michigan to Illinois and Ohio, and that 250 square mile radius is now going to be our universe for the next few years.
We're talking to Kim Yost, CEO of Art Van Furniture, and he's just rolled out to his 2,800 teammates the 68-day challenge. I'm afraid to ask. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and we're with Kim Yost, who has a new book coming out in April called iPump. And if you want to learn more, the website is www.artvan.com. Kim, you've just rolled out to your 2,800 teammates the 68-day challenge. Please.
Yes, sir. Like no other year in our history, we have put together, Gary Duncan, our Vice President of HR, and our Director of Human Development, Michelle Dolsky, we have put together a jump start for this year like no other. Do you know that the first 68 days of any year is essentially 20% of the year? And our goal is to turbocharge, so to speak, get off the ground this year, 2013, like no other year, by giving it the 68-day challenge, giving it the defibrillator, so to speak, and so that by giving this launch pad, takeoff, turbocharge, we're almost certain that the remaining 297 days of the year, we will essentially achieve our destination. And so during the program, we've done videos, we have had a lot of workshops, we've got handouts, we have daily and weekly connections right across the 2,800 employees, and we're encouraging the entire organization to treat this calendar year, 2013, like no other. And Jack, here's an interesting example of anything getting it off the ground. When a 747 leaves the ground, it requires 1,000% more fuel to get to 30,000 feet than it does when it glides. That could be said of rockets breaking through gravity. It could be said of getting up in the morning. The most effort that is required is getting off the ground. And we're going to treat this year with a 68-day challenge like no other. We're creating new habits. We have some people that are going to quit smoking. We have people like myself that are going to try to get off Diet Pepsi. And in addition to that, we're building a game book and a game plan for calendar 2000 year like no other.
You're a servant leader. You love your people. One of your many sayings is, quote, "Go alone, you can only go so far. Go together, you can go endlessly.
Well, I'm certain that this is one of the keys to any family, business, company, country, success. And I'm absolutely certain that with the success of Art Van and the success of many American businesses, North American businesses for that matter, it's always the team. And I'm pleased to tell you that for 53 years, we have been building an amazing team. And so people will say to me, boy, since you've gone to Art Van, there's been terrific success in top-line sales growth, adding additional businesses. You've done so much for so many different things. And I keep reminding people that it's not the CEO or the chairman or the president. It's the team. We have a committed group of employees who are all about the guest. They're all about providing, you know, the great things that we do to the community. And here's another thing that's got to come out, Jack, about if I quote our chairman incorrectly, I apologize, but here's what he says repeatedly, and we've created as sort of a bit of our mantra, and that is, there's more than one way for us to support the community, to give back to the community versus selling furniture and mattresses, and that is the community. And for 53 years, we have been providing, giving back to the well-needed citizens of Michigan and beyond, and that is also a big hallmark of our team. They really enjoy supporting the Thanksgiving Day Parade, as an example. We just did a generous offer and I guess you could say donation to Forgotten Harvest and Focus Hope. And it's not just the checks that Mr. Van writes. It's the 2,800 employees who go to these services and to these events and give their time and effort to support the community. So it's just one other thing that I think if you're looking to turbocharge your business, bring your team with you. And if you can organize a group of people that are supporting the community, it's amazing what the community will do back to you.
Right at Christmas Eve, I think you gave all of the fire stations new mattresses.
Great point. We got a phone call from the mayor, which we've been a real big supporter of Detroit and getting Detroit back on the direction that it needs to be in. And Mr. Van got a call from the mayor and said, you know, we've got fire halls that have had mattresses. They've been sleeping on these mattresses for over 20 years. And we were quick to respond and say, you know what, if there's a need for the firefighters, both men and women of Detroit, to sleep on better mattresses, we want to be there. And to your point, we went to a fire hall that was established in 1925. And with the support of the mayor, Mr. Van gave 20 mattress sets to that fire hall. And we have since supported that with an additional 150 sets for several other fire halls as well.
I believe in each of the last 4 years, you've committed $1 million to up to 50 charities, and you've got hundreds of charities that apply. Diane Wells, others run that program.
Terrific.
The state.
Yes. When we celebrated our 50th anniversary, Mr. Van wanted to do something in a significant way, particularly to thank the millions of customers that have supported him and the business for those five decades. And an idea, a gal named Jamie Ray, went to AV and said, why don't we write a check for $1 million and give it to 50 charities across the state? And if you've heard ever AV refer to that, he has a bit of a chuckle. He says, well, it's easy for you to say to write $1 million. But that's what he did. And we went across the state, and for 50 charities, they received amounts of $50,000, in some cases $5,000, $10,000. We then followed that up in the second year with another $1 million. We followed that up in the third year. It has now become the Charity Challenge. Our $3 million with charity matching has now multiplied itself to over $10 million worth of funds have gone into 150 charities across the state. And it's been a huge benefit to many needy families. It's just been phenomenal. And we do this for all the right reasons. We don't do it for immediate sales and, oh, you know what, we're going to get back out of it. No, this is something that we do through, I guess you call it, our responsibility to giving back. We've been in Michigan for 53 years, and we want Michigan to continue to grow for 53 years, and the way to do that is to support the men and women and children that support us.
We're talking to Kim Yost, the CEO of Art Van Furniture. Kim, the more you and I are together, and I love our time together, you remind me of the Oscar-winning actor Roberto Benigni in the 1997 classic movie Life is Beautiful. You're like a man of La Mancha. If there's a listener that says, I've been in a rut, I'm still living in this recession, this economic tsunami, which you say we're not going to participate in. Kim, how do I get out of the rut? How do I get that mojo back that I had in the 90s and early 2000s?
Well, three things. One, you have to embrace change as a form of survival like you've never done before. Do you know that change is only possible when there's greater pain to maintain status quo than there is the fear of change? So have no fear, embrace change, and go into a new direction. I always say that today can be the first day of the rest of your life. So that's point number one. Point number two is you've got to have faith. You've got to have faith that the future is what you can make it. The best way to predict an amazing future is to create it. And in my second book, Maximum Pumptitude, I talk about in the first chapter, pump up your faith. And for all of us that have benefited and truly have faith that we can create and set our compass in any direction that we so desire, and with the support of friends, colleagues, and the Creator, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And then the third part that I want to say is you've got to put sandpaper in your pants. Let there be no mistake. Thought without action is meaningless. Action without thought is reckless. Jack, the combination of thought with action is results. And so you've got to get off your sofa, so to speak, and you got to move forward. And the best advice I could give the listeners on my third point is go to any one of your hardware departments, buy a sheet of sandpaper, and literally stick it in your back pocket.
Art Van, AV as you call him. I've been around him quite a bit, and I pride myself that I see style, etc., but when I walk into a room and what I see is like black and white. And then when you let Mr. Van tell you what he sees in the same room, it's unbelievable. Talk about his sense for style and tell us about the man, AV.
Well, I have had the fortunate opportunity to meet and work alongside some incredible entrepreneurs, self-starters, people that have literally taken themselves from $800 or $1,000 initial investment and created amazing success throughout their careers. And I will tell you that he stands alone. He's got three qualities that we all should admire. I actually wrote it down. You remember Stephen Covey's The Six Habits of the Most Highly Successful People? Well, let me share three of his six habits. One is he loves and embraces change. This is a man who will take something, and no matter how terrific it is, he'll always look to make it better. Whether it's a sofa design, whether it's a store, whether it's a marketing idea, many of us will have fallen off and said, oh, that's great. We can accept that. That's pretty good. AV will say, how can we make it better? Number two, it's his brand. He wants all of us to understand that we are a brand, our individual brand, our business brand, and he protects his personal brand, his personal integrity, the things that he does, the things that he says, his authenticity, his commitment to his employees, to his family. You know, he's got an amazing family. He has 10 children living and I think over 30 grandchildren. And so point two, authenticity, integrity, your brand. And the third most outstanding attribute, and he probably won't want me to share everybody his age, but as a secret, he's been on the planet for 8 decades. Here's a gentleman who suits up every morning, comes into the office, goes around looking for ways to improve and to make things better, tries to sit in as many meetings as he can, contributes in as many positive ways as he can, and I will tell you that there's 1,000 reasons why he should be doing 1,000,000 other things. He still today has a passion and a love for the business, for our customers, for everything about what he does. And so the third key issue is never stop building your house. He has an unusual passion for life that is a very rare quality.
And I asked Art Van recently, what's the best thing about Kim Yost?
Oh, my God. Did you have to do that?
And he said, quote, Jack, please ask me what Kim can't do or doesn't do, because it would be a lot quicker to give that answer than all of the phenomenal things he does for us. He's been fabulous for us at Art Van. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Kim Yost, the CEO of Art Van Furniture. Your executive assistant is Sandra Miko. I asked her, what's the biggest thing you've learned from Kim these three past years? Quote, Jack, there's so many. But the biggest is that I can be and do anything I set my mind to. And that's your life.
Yeah, God bless her.
In the first segment, you talked about as a young kid selling hookah pipes. Now, in chapter 3 of your first book, Pumptitude, you talk about Schmonday, S-C-H-M-O-N-D-A-Y. Is that some illegal stuff, too?
No, God, no. That in my early years at the Brick, I had such a busy schedule and a busy activity of time that on Sunday evenings was the first time I had an hour or two to concentrate on calibrating my business plan or re-strategizing some of the things that I was working on. And I had quality time to develop some new thoughts and some new ideas. And so the day between Sunday and Monday, which at that time started at 6 p.m. and went to essentially 8, has now developed itself from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., was called Schmonday, the day between Sunday and Monday. And what I'll tell you, Jack, is that I was able to take my professional career and many of my personal activities. I wrote 2 books. I developed 2 small businesses that I still have with today. My wife is working on one of them called Life 2000 as we speak right now. It's all about life chess. But I was able to develop a lot of activity during Schmonday. It's an uninterrupted time each week that you can essentially recompass, redevelop, re-strategize. It's your recalibration time. And for me, it's 5 hours. So I created an 8th day. And it allows me, on Monday morning, when I hit Monday, because I just love Mondays. Monday is probably my most favorite day, is I'm already at Wednesday when my colleagues are still coming in wondering where the coffee machine is. And so what Schmonday gives you is the ability to do all the things I said, but it also gives you a jump start to the week.
Kim is from Canada, played hockey his whole life. Back then, they didn't wear helmets when they played hockey. Okay, Pumptitude and Maximum Pumptitude. In both books, you talk about a life chest.
Oh, God, yes. Well, I was in my early 20s. You talk about a life of adventure. Listeners, you've got to, I'll try to go as quickly as I can, but I'm 23 years old. We had a buying office in London, Milano, and Hong Kong. And in my first trip, I ended up in Bangkok, Thailand. I was riding elephants in the northern part of the country, dragging rosewood logs behind this monstrous elephant with my agent, Cece. And after we did that for a few days to a furniture factory, I had dinner one night with him, and I learned about 4 family chests that dated back to the early 1600s. And on that trip, I bought my first life chest in Bangkok. I since developed, created a concept called the life chest, which my wife is now taking on and enjoying, and she's going to do great at it. And what it really is, Jack, is it's a chest uniquely designed for yourself where all your memorabilia, your achievements, your objectives, the things that you've accomplished all get put into. And it becomes 3 parts. 1, it becomes your legacy. 2, you get excited about what you're going to put into your life chest, because I'm going to put this program and our tape in my life chest as soon as I get it. And 3, you get excited about the future. As much as I love to talk about the past, I love more about what we're going to accomplish and where we're going. And so what the life chest also serves is the ability to get excited about what you put it into it for the future.
Your 3rd book is due out in April of this year, iPump. What's the basic message?
Jack, what I came to realize in writing Pumptitude and Maximum Pumptitude is that many of us go through life relying on external motivation. Motivational speakers, people on TV, you know, movie actors. I would argue there's many, many ways, both legally and illegally, to get motivated and inspired. iPump is searching and revealing the keys to motivate and inspire yourself. Imagine waking up every morning, fired up, with a purpose, excited for the day, excited about your future, all because you can turn it on yourself. And I'm convinced that iPump, The Keys to Internal Pumptitude, will be a breakthrough book. Have other authors and other people talked about it? Of course. But with my 35 years of working with people, I've come to realize that there are several keys to get fired up and get motivated yourself and not rely so heavily on external motivation to get you through the day.
Kim Yost, what have these three books, Pumptitude, Maximum Pumptitude, and now iPump, taught you?
Well, if your listeners get a chance to read the appendix in Maximum Pumptitude as an example, our leadership team, some 12 of them, wrote letters about our ride since our 50th anniversary. And what I learned from their letters and their understanding and, let's say, documentation of some of the fun things that we've been doing, it's been an absolute hoot over the last 36 months, is that going as a team. And I learned that, Jack, you know, when I played hockey, winning a single sport, you know, you go in the changing room, you're by yourself. When we won, you know, hockey games and we were all in the changing room and the whole team was there and we were there together, oh my God, winning is amazing. Losing's not so much fun.
There were no hookah pups in that.
No, hockey. But winning is a team. And so what I learned from the books, and to answer your question specifically, is I learned more from our leadership team in them giving back to me the things that we have learned and the accomplishments and achievements that we've done than I ever thought.
As our time winds down together tonight, Kim, what advice would you give to our young listeners?
Well, I'm sure that many of your guests over the years have said, you know, follow your purpose, be relentless, get up every morning with a single-minded mission. But I'm going to go back to something that I said on your program a bit earlier. Be relentless, be industrious, and put sandpaper in your pants.
Kim Yost, two of the greatest treasures Canada has given to America in these last few decades are Wayne Gretzky and Kim Yost. What a treasure when you came to this town and how you're changing thousands of lives in what you do and your outlook on life. Thanks a million for sharing your story. Please keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.